Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we conclude a series of sermons today. We've been talking about faith at home. Our prayer this morning is that you would use the time that we are gathered here into your house, into your home, as a time of strengthening our faith, a time of teaching and instruction, that we might go home to each of our own homes, continue there to share our faith, to exercise our faith, to put our faith into practice. Again, Father, be with us here and at home. For we do pray that the words of my mouth, together with the meditation of our hearts, will be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. They mangle, maim, maul, and murder. They wreak havoc, heartbreak, and make life on earth a living hell. They kill innocent men, women, and children. A few years ago, the Essex Corporation was awarded $1 million to help curb their senseless bloodshed and wholesale destruction. What am I referring to? Landmines. There is another landmine that causes the same type of devastation. It's the leading cause of divorce. It is the single greatest destroyer of children. It's deadly, demonic, and straight from the Prince of Darkness. What am I referring to? Unresolved anger. Today, as we wrap up our series, Faith at Home, we do so under the theme of the home as a safe place. How can we create homes that are free from unresolved anger so that the hidden landmines don't explode and leave people wounded and broken and hurt? To begin, we must acknowledge that anger is an emotion. And like many emotions, there's nothing wrong with anger in itself. In fact, some anger is good. We need to express anger when we see an injustice or when someone is trying to violate us. In such cases, our anger is what motivates us to take appropriate action. Jesus, in the temple, in today's gospel lesson, provides one such example. We call it righteous anger. Anger is a good emotion if it gets us moving in a godly direction. But if it takes root and festers, it becomes a landmine of resentment, buried deep within our hearts, ready to explode. Now some of you are already saying, I don't have a serious problem with anger. I just lose it every once in a while. My hunch is that you know how to hide your anger from people outside your own family. You find yourself in a tirade against your family, and the phone rings. You get in one more good last jab in letting someone have it. Then you answer your phone and say, hello? I'm great. How are you? Who are you kidding? Paul gives us four ways to demine, that's the technical term, four ways to demine unresolved anger. First, tell the truth. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You've grown up hearing that phrase. But Paul adds to that, Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in love. The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, but speak it in love. Ephesians 4:25, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. Honesty is the best policy, which means what? It's not always the policy. We wear masks, we play games. There are two words we need to remove from our vocabulary. Never and always. In our effort to make a point with those we love and those we live with, we tend to exaggerate, stretching the truth to make a point sets the timer on explosive landmines of anger. It's just a matter of time before things really get ugly. Another word to refrain from when in a spirited discussion, you. It's always much better to use I words. I feel, I think, I believe. That takes the emphasis off of the other person, which makes our statements less aggressive and doesn't put them on the defensive near as much. You get it, don't you? You see how it works? How it feels? And two, resolve it soon. To demine unresolved anger, one, tell the truth. Two, resolve it soon. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. Again, it's Ephesians 4. But one of these days most often ends up being none of these days. A few years ago, the Associated Press published an article titled, War's Lethal Leftovers Threaten Europeans. It goes on to describe how unexploded landmines are threatening the lives of people. But these landmines aren't from Bosnia. They're not from some more recent Russian aggression. They're from World War II. The article states, unexploded bombs become more dangerous with time. You think? Recently, a woman working as a volunteer in Illinois prison decided to launch a program for prisoners to send their mothers cards for Mother's Day. The prisoners, all men in this prison, the prisoners jumped on the idea. The program was so overwhelmingly successful that it was decided to follow it up with a similar program on Father's Day. How did the men respond just a month later by sending Father's Day cards? How many participated in this second version of the program? Zero. No one. Why? To a man, every single one to a man, these prisoners carried anger toward their fathers. Their unresolved anger, in so many cases, had given the devil a foothold, they ended up committing a crime. No father would want to hear it that they were responsible for their sons being in prison. Fathers, with their leftovers, threaten their sons and daughters. Resolve unresolved anger soon. And three, build people up. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that they may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29. Note the word unwholesome. The same word is used in Matthew 13:48, where it is normally translated rotten fish. And rotten fish stink. Nothing unwholesome. Instead, Paul says, build. Build. Just as a house needs constant maintenance, leaky faucets, cracked walls, and even sidewalks, so our homes, our families, need to be constantly rebuilt, repaired, and renewed. Good words include, I love you, a great job, way to go, I really appreciate you. And finally, to demine the home-based landmines and keep explosives out of your home, let it go. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, growling and slander, along with every form of malice. Ephesians 4:31. It is so hard to let go of a hurt. And our society doesn't help us. Recently, a man named Alan Poole launched a new business called Revenge a la Carte. For $50, you can send someone the flowers, dead flowers. There's another company that will send your enemy dried cow manure, or elephant, or gorilla, or the grand prize, a package of all three. Poopsenders.com is a real site on the World Wide Web. And they will send poop to that special someone, anonymously. On Amazon, you can order books titled Get Even, Get Even 2, and Your Revenge is in the mail. The myth is, you'll get rid of anger by being angry. The truth is, anger begets more anger. Be kind and compassionate to another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. How has God in Christ forgiven you? Ephesians 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. For it is by grace we've been saved through faith. And this, not for yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. How would you feel if after enjoying a nice meal at a local restaurant, the waitress handed you a bill for $30,000? You'd probably say, "Hey, what's up? Do you look like we ate that much food?" The waitress would say, "Well, no, but all the customers here decided to make you pay. That's not fair," you respond. But that's exactly what we do when our unresolved anger explodes. We make everyone pay. And that's not fair. So what's the solution? Be kind and compassionate to other, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you, which he did by placing your sin upon his only son, his only begotten son, his sinless son, who died on your cross. That's kindness. That's compassion. That's forgiveness. And that's the way to make our homes safe places. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus unto life eternal. Amen. Our worship continues this morning with the profession of our faith. We do so in the words of the Nicene Creed. You'll find them on the screen. Would you please stand?